This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello, I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for April 22nd, 2020. The Hawaiian Amateur Radio Emergency Service conducted an operational readiness drill on April 16th last week to evaluate their communications ability if severe weather should hit the state and disable regular communications. The two-day exercises simulated a four-day period of catastrophic rain and wind covering the Hawaiian Islands from Kauai to the Big Island that took out power, internet, and cell towers. State, local, and federal agencies participated in the exercise to evaluate both ARES members and non-members for radio operations and procedures. Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, ARRL Director of Emergency Management, said it is important for all agencies to work together during emergencies. He said it's great to see ARES work this closely with local and state government agencies to overcome obstacles and provide emergency communications for the public. There are 3,800 amateur radio operators in Hawaii, and the islands face challenges that are different from those in the states. That drill went well, and Hawaii is now better prepared for severe weather. April 15th was a milestone day for ARRL President Emeritus Harry Danels, W2HD. Danels celebrated his 95th birthday in over 80 years of involvement in amateur radio. He served as ARRL president for 10 years, from 1972 to 1982, and the president emeritus status was conferred on June 16, 2010, by Vic Culver, W4VIC. Danels is the only person to serve both as president of ARRL and president of the Quarter Century Wireless Association. Danels said when he was 10 years old, he practiced Morse code with his best friend and was able to master 50 to 60 words per minute. He now holds many records and titles and is the oldest member of the Albemarle Amateur Radio Club, which boasts 175 members. Harry Danels summarized his lifetime experiences with amateur radio in one simple statement: "I've had fun." There's never been a better time to join ARRL's Diamond Club. The Diamond Club is a level of ARRL membership for our most committed members and provides unrestricted funds that help ARRL carry out its mission to advance the art, science, and enjoyment of amateur radio. Diamond Club members receive all of the benefits of full ARRL membership, plus additional recognition and gifts based on their giving level. Members who contribute $400 or more will receive an exclusive ARRL-branded wine decanter in addition to wine glasses. Membership in the Diamond Club begins at $95 and includes all of the benefits of ARRL annual membership. ARRL Life members can join the Diamond Club by contributing $50 or more. To learn more about the benefits and levels of the Diamond Club and to become a member, visit the ARRL homepage, look for Membership Diamond Club. In recognition of World Amateur Radio Day, which was held on April 18th, the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, published articles on social media highlighting various facets of ham radio. This included an ITU news interview with Philip Springer, DK6SP. He's chair of the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 Youth Working Group, and an article, "How to Become a Ham Radio in the Digital Era," by Nick Sienis, SV3SJ, was also presented. He's the ITU study group advisor and head of the ITU radio station, 4U1 ITU. Springer, who was 24 years old, earned his ham license when he was 9. In his interview with ITU News, he explained the variety of operating techniques and social connections is just part of what motivates young people to become active in ham radio in an increasingly digital world. He also said it's technical parts like experimenting with radio science, soldering, developing, and building electronics in practice and in theory that is just as important. And he said for the social part, they are connecting with other communities, meeting radio operators from all around the world, and connecting with other cultures, practicing foreign languages and visiting other countries, and getting on the air with mock expeditions. Springer is also featured in an ITU video on YouTube, and there are many videos available now on Twitter. The Appalachian Trail Golden Packet annual event is set for July 16, 2022. The goal is to set up 15 temporary VHF, UHF, APRS stations on mountaintops along the Appalachian Trail and send messages end-to-end between Georgia and Maine. For more information, you can visit them at their website, atgoldenpacket.net. The National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester, Ohio, will have extended hours during this year's Dayton Hamvention. The museum will be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 1 until 9 p.m., and on Sunday, May 22nd, from 1 until 5. The Westchester Amateur Radio Club Association's club station, WC8VOA, will also be open during those extra hours. Admission is $10 at the door. The museum is just a short drive from the Hamvention down either Interstate 75 or Route 42 from Xenia. For GPS directions, just type in Crosley Boulevard. The Ohio Aries NVIS Antenna Day is scheduled for April 23, 2022 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The purpose of Antenna Day is to learn about, construct, and test near-vertical incident skywave antennas, as well as to evaluate the ability to conduct communications within a confined geographic area, usually about 400 miles or less. NVIS antennas, or cloud burners as they are sometimes called, are very low-wire antennas. Because they are close to the ground, the signal is reflected vertically and bounces back off the ionosphere very close to the original location. It's a great time to teach beginners the art of building antennas from scratch, including measuring, cutting, and soldering, and deploying. These skills will come in handy throughout their ham radio career. For more information, contact N8BHL at ARRL.net. A ham radio and scouting training conference will be held July 10th through the 13th, 2022, the Philmont Scout Training Center in Cimarron, New Mexico. The course is designed to familiarize current scouts who are hams, as well as unlicensed scouts, with the benefits and fun associated with ham radio and its introduction into the Boy Scouts of America program. Since 1918, 200,000 scouts have received their radio merit badge, formerly known as the wireless merit badge, introducing them to radio technology, communication, and amateur radio. The cost of that course is $470 plus housing. More about the course and the schedule can be found at their website, radioscouting.website. Plenty of activity coming in radio sport. On April 23rd, there are four contests. First, the 1010 International Spring Contest, that is digital. The QRP to the Field Contest, that's CW and phone. The SPDX RTTY, RTTY Contest, that's digital. And the Helvetica Contest, that's CW phone and digital. Then on April 24th, two events, the North American SSB Sprint Phone and the BARTG Sprint 75 digital. And also, some section, state, and division conventions are on tap. For April 23rd, the ARRL Delaware State Convention, that's the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo, that's in Georgetown, Delaware. On May 1st, the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Hamfest as well, that's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. On May 7th, the ARRL Indiana State Convention in North Central Indiana, and their Hamfest to go along with that, all in Purdue, Indiana. And on May 14th, the ARRL National State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. And of course, on May 20th through the 22nd, the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio, and featuring the ARRL Expo.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.